At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. After 4 o'clock, you can go to the iHeart app and listen to whatever you missed. Ken is off today. We're going to start with Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent in Jerusalem, for the happenings in the war between Israel and Hamas. According to Hamas, over 10,000 people have died in Gaza. Israel reportedly is surrounding Gaza City and is telling any Gaza residents still there that they ought to get out because they're going to start going through the streets soon if they haven't done it already. Let's get the latest from Jordana. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been another long and busy day here. Day 31 of the war is how they describe it here. Israeli forces operating inside Gaza City, as you said, they have encircled the city as well. They've essentially cut the Gaza Strip into two parts, northern Gaza for the fighting and southern Gaza, which they say is, you know, a safer zone for civilians. And they've been urging Gazans for now more than 2 weeks to head south. But it has to be said, even there, you know, they're still in the south. There's still bombing raids, for example, in Khan Yunis yesterday and in a refugee camp that was in central Gaza. Israel says it is making progress and it's killing, you know, dozens of Hamas fighters and commanders, and that it is taking out rocket launchers and weapon caches and destroying tunnels. Although the network in Gaza, the underground tunnel network, is enormous and runs for miles and miles. So that is one of the biggest challenges. The other one, of course, is trying to keep civilians safe, which is almost impossible, really, given the way Hamas operates, which is among civilians. Today, the Israelis put out more evidence of Hamas positions near schools and mosques and residential buildings, this is a kind of typical strategy that we've seen Hamas for the last 15 years, really ever since it took over the Gaza Strip from the Palestinian Authority and started firing rockets on Israel. This is how they operate. This is their MO. And as you said, the death toll reflects that. You know, there's 10,000 that have died, and, you know, probably a little more than half of them are innocent civilians, and the others, you know, may be related to Hamas and the fighting.
They actually, from what I heard, the reports, because you never know for sure, Hamas stacks missiles inside the mosques and some of the recreational centers. That's their storage
areas? Absolutely. I mean, it's not, yeah, that is one of their, I mean, they found missiles inside UN schools during one of the previous rounds of conflict war with Hamas. But absolutely, they store missiles. I mean, they have tunnel shafts right outside the main hospitals, Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. And there's a whole underground network and bunkers there. And, you know, there are thousands of people gathering outside of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City because they figure it's one of the safest places, that until the hospital is either evacuated or taken over, the Israelis won't bomb it. Not yet. So people are gathering there to try to, you know, avoid the, you know, the danger of these strikes.
Are people being allowed to escape Gaza City, or is Hamas still blocking people from heading for the exits?
Well, Israel, again today, provided what they called as a safe corridor for about 4 hours today and encouraged Gazans to, you know, take this route and go south. There have been various reports and the Israeli army has documented some of them, with Hamas putting up roadblocks. Israel released a phone call between a civilian and someone else describing that he was shot at by Hamas because he was trying to flee, down south. So, I mean, Hamas, in the most horrifying ways, really uses civilians as human shields, and it's an ugly and dirty game, because for those who are uninitiated, it appears Israel is just, you know, bombing refugee camps and bombing hospitals, but that's not the case. You know, Israel works on intel, and of course sometimes it makes mistakes, there's no doubt about that, but the MO is to, you know, fire on Hamas terrorists and their infrastructure based on intel. You know, last Friday they attacked an ambulance that Israel said, you know, was being used by Hamas terrorists to move arms and even for some of their fighters to try to escape over the border into Egypt.
It seems clear that despite all the protests around the world and various world leaders making demands that Israel issue a ceasefire or a pause, whatever the euphemism is of the day, they have no intention of doing that. They're going full steam ahead here. Does it seem that way from where you are?
It does. It does. I mean, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doubled down on, you know, his position, which is he will not hold Israel's fire for even, you know, a humanitarian pause or a ceasefire until the hostages are released. And it does not appear Hamas is ready to do that yet. You know, could Israel moderate their position in the next several days at the request of the United States? That's a possibility too. I mean, you know, the aid, the military aid, the presence of the warships, now a nuclear submarine that's come to this region, all of that gives President Biden leverage to to ask certain things of the prime minister, and he needs to, and it requires him in some sense to listen. So the two leaders spoke again today, and likely a humanitarian pause was, you know, at the top of the list to get aid in and sick people out and get Americans out and other foreign nationals who are basically stuck in the Gaza Strip.
All right, Jordana, thanks very much for all your reporting.
Thank you.
All right, Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent in Jerusalem, as the Israelis have encircled Gaza City and they're starting to infiltrate, and they're pretty much given a last call for residents of Gaza to head for the escape corridor, or it's going to be pretty brutal times in that part of the world. The protests over the weekend were huge in some places, and there were a fair amount of pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist, pro-genocide, wipe Israel off the face of the map brigades. Anybody who said that these are peaceful people protesting and they're just interested in the innocents, that's not true. A lot of them aren't. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but there's plenty of people who really want all the Jews killed, and anybody who says otherwise is not telling you the truth in the news stories. We'll get into that. We got some audio to play of some of the chanting that was going on outside the White House. That's coming up next.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John and Ken show. Ken is off today. We just had Jordana Miller from ABC News giving us the latest on the Israeli-Hamas war. And latest is, if you didn't hear, that Israel has completely surrounded Gaza City, by far the largest city in Hamas. A lot of the residents have fled to southern Gaza, but many of them still have not. And Israel has given the last warning to get out. They have an evacuation route open for 4 hours. And then after that, they're literally going to go through the streets and go door to door, because Hamas's military is embedded inside these neighborhoods. As you heard Jordana talk about, they're in the schools, they're in the hospitals, they're in rec centers. They've got weaponry, missiles. I mean, you name it, mosques. A lot of explosions and a lot of bloodshed yet to come on the Gaza Strip, in the Gaza Strip. Now, one of the things I talked with her about was, did it seem like with all these massive protests around the world and some leaders saying there should be a ceasefire, a pause, something to get Israel to stop even for 5 minutes, she said no. Absolutely. They're going full strength forward. There's always the option that they might slow things down for a bit for humanitarian reasons, but at the moment, there's no indication that they're going to do so. The protests were huge in this country. You probably didn't know just how many people were pro-terrorists living in the United States, huh? Is this a shock? I remember years ago, in the early days of covering illegal immigration here in Southern California, it seemed like the whole country didn't really care until there was a day without an illegal. That's what the organizations called it. And suddenly there was massive protests in the streets of Los Angeles, just thousands and thousands and thousands waving Mexican flags. It got national coverage. And suddenly the whole country woke up. Everybody realized, oh my goodness, when did this happen? Same thing over the weekend. When did this happen that so many people, pro-terrorist, pro-butchery, waving the Palestinian flag? New York Post said tens of thousands of protesters were in Washington, D.C. And what they did is they surrounded the White House. They were chanting Allahu Akbar and F Joe Biden. Obviously, they shouted the whole word. They shouted out the whole word. And then they were chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And understand, because some people are trying to muddy up the meaning of that, That isn't just pretty poetry. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free means from the Jordan River out to the Mediterranean Sea, there are no more Jews and there is no more Israel. Everybody is murdered and the land is completely rid of Jews and Israelis for all time. Complete genocide and Palestinians will roam free through the empty land. They wrote that the chant is growing increasingly popular. And others chanted, long live the Intifada, which is an Arabic word that describes a Palestinian uprising back in the 1980s and 90s and again in the 2000s. Thousands of people died, Palestinian revolts. Some people thought up to 100,000 people were at this event. They were smearing red paint on the white cement pillars that separate the gates of the White House. And they all kinds of incendiary signs, incendiary photos that they were raising. Let's play a clip of some of the chanting that was going on here. This is about a minute of various chants. You'll be able to, I think you'll be able to make it out.
Hello!
So if you're keeping track, the first chant was Allahu Akbar. Second was Genocide Joe. Then Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. And then finally, 1, 2, 3, 4, occupation no more. 5, 6, 7, 8, Israel is a terrorist state. By the way, all these people are, if they're citizens, they're Democrat voters, which is going to be a huge problem for Joe. Rashida Tlaib, who is this wacko congressman in Michigan, and there's about 300,000 Arab Americans in Michigan, and a lot of them concentrated in her district, and they have elected her repeatedly, and she says the most vile, incendiary, hateful things. She also enjoys from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and she knows what it means. Biden is siding with the Israelis, at least for the moment. That whole crowd is furious, and they will not be voting for him. Not that they're necessarily voting Republican, but they're not voting for him. I mean, the Republicans are full bore on the Israeli side as well. So he's stuck. And also, most Jewish voters vote Democratic as well. So he's in a position. And we're going to talk more about him because he had a really bad polling come out over the weekend. And it's really hard to believe that he's going to be their nominee. We're going to talk further coming up. John and Ken.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The show's on every day from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, it's John and Ken on demand. The show becomes a podcast. Whatever you missed, you can pick up in the podcast. And it's on the iHeart app, posted shortly after 4 o'clock. The endless parade of clowns and boobs who either are on the city council, who used to be on the city council until they got indicted and sent to prison, or who want to get on the city council. The latest is a wannabe, Wendy Carrillo. She has been a state legislator for some years now, and she wanted a job as an L.A. city council person to replace Kevin DeLeon. You know that guy's story, right? The inflammatory language during a private conversation secretly recorded where he was saying unkind things about blacks and Oaxacans. And he refused to resign. And he's up for re-election against a long list of candidates. One of them is Wendy Carrillo, who would have the most political name recognition, I guess. But then she got loaded on Friday, like really loaded. And she's got, it's hard to believe, she's got a cover story, though. And we're going to play a quick clip from Phil Schumann, Fox 11. And then we'll go deeper into her excuse.
No, I'm okay.
The cell phone video shows Carrillo's Audi in the background in the street about 1:30 a.m. Northeast L.A. She'd apparently smashed into the rear end of this gray Toyota, pushing it into the small black VW owned by this man.
Heard what was ultimately a car crash, really loud bang.
He's a neighbor, said he was awakened by the noise, went outside, cell phone camera rolling, though he didn't want to be on camera himself.
She was okay. She was obviously disoriented. She gave us like a hand signal that she was okay. She got out of the car right away when she came up to us. It was very clear that she was intoxicated, slurring her speech. The alcohol smell was very present.
I'm so sorry.
You can hear Carrillo as officers approach her with this brief explanation.
I'm sorry. I sneezed and I lost track of the vehicle.
Yes, she says she sneezed and lost control. But in the background, you can see her on the sidewalk, two officers administering a field sobriety test. She appears to briefly lose her balance. Before it's all completed, listen to the LAPD officer explain to bystanders what happened next.
LAPD has a policy of being fully transparent with the public. It was brought to my attention that this person is an elected official in the state Senate.
Okay.
So sometimes for people that are considered to be, for lack of better terms, a dignitary, we allow them to do the investigation in a private area away from the public, right? Mm. It does not change It does not change the fact that she has been drinking. She has been involved in a crash.
Correa was arrested, booked, and released, issuing a statement of apology, saying she's cooperating with police while not specifically admitting she was drinking. As a public servant, she said, I am aware that I must adhere to a higher standard that demands personal accountability for my conduct, and I accept responsibility for my actions. I sincerely apologize to my family, constituents, colleagues, and staff. No one injured in the incident involving Correa, who's been representing the Northeast LA area since 2017 in the assembly. Now we wait to see if the city attorney or the district attorney goes ahead and files criminal charges. Remember, Correa is currently running for Kevin DeLeon's LA City Council seat.
Dignitary. Did you catch that? Apparently, drunken state senators are considered dignitaries. And so they get private treatment when it comes to the arrest. How drunk was she when she stumbles out of the car? Now, remember, she's got more than twice the legal limit. Over double. So no way she doesn't know she's drunk, right? She comes stumbling out of the car. She could barely stand up during the sobriety test. And she tells the cops, well, I sneezed and lost control. She must have had a half a dozen drinks. At least, if not more. Because you're talking about 0.16 blood alcohol content minimum. Because they didn't give the exact amount. They just said more than double. She couldn't walk in a straight line. And she blames it on a sneeze. What are people electing? Who are these people who are running for office? If you're caught, you just wiped out a bunch of cars. She hit several parked cars. She could have easily killed somebody. If you went to a party and you got drunk, then just say, I went to a party and I got drunk. Or I broke up with my boyfriend. I had a fight with my husband. I got fired today at work, although being a state senator, unfortunately, she can't get fired. Instead, out of all the reasonable excuses, but, you know, what happens in real life is people get emotionally upset or they have too good a time and they drink too much. And then this happens. No, I've never heard anybody say, I sneezed.
I sneezed.
Meantime, she's tumbling around in front of them. And she's trying to convince them that it was a sneeze that caused this accident. I lost track of the vehicle. Wow. She really got loaded. She's been in the legislature since 2017. And she's close with Newsom. She went with him on a trip to her home country of El Salvador in 2019. Oh, look at this. Of course, she's a rising star who's appeared many times with Newsom. Newsom endorsed her last year as a tireless champion for working people. Well, Newsom has his own alcohol problems in his background. She slammed into the parked cars. One witness said it was a very loud, huge bang and then heard like skidding. So she was doing bumper cars in the neighborhood. A witness said she was slurring her speech and was very impaired. Her airbags deployed. And she came out of the car giving the thumbs up. You could smell the alcohol. And she blames it on us. She actually going to tell the judge that in court? The sneeze defense. Wendy Correa. So we've got Kevin DeLeon, who badmouths black people in Oaxacans behind closed doors, versus a loaded lunatic who sneezed her way into a multi-car accident. More coming up. I'll tell you when we come back what we're going to have at the start of the 2 o'clock hour. Really interesting interview that's next. This really exposes what those... terrible people at the Los Angeles Times are about.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, you may be familiar with Adam Housley. He was a Fox News correspondent for years. He covered a lot of wars over that time. And his niece was murdered at the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks back 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I guess, tomorrow, November 7th. Can you believe it's been 5 years? And his brother has put out a statement, Adam Housley's brother, because the Los Angeles Times and a couple of other media outlets have been involved in a years-long fight to get the autopsy reports from government officials. The autopsy reports of those who were murdered at the Borderline Bar. Now, I don't know what the purpose of that is, because there's no mystery as to how they died. They were all shot to death by a crazy gunman. But the LA Times really went to the mat on this. It went back and forth in court, both sides getting victories at different points. But ultimately, the Times and the other outlets won the right to get access to the autopsy reports and publicize the results. And it turns out that it turns out that they did die of the shooting, shockingly enough. But here's where the Times really got disgusting. And these are executives of the Los Angeles Times. You know, they are responsible for all the manure that the paper excretes every day. They have filed for legal fees against the families of Borderline. In other words, the LA Times wants the families of the dead victims to pay the LA Times legal fees, since the families had the nerve to fight the Times in court to prevent the autopsies from being released. And the families did it for privacy reasons. They didn't want to relive the trauma by having all the details of their loved one's murder be spread all over the front page and all over television. So they wanted to try to protect the memory of their loved ones and protect their own sanity. Instead, the LA Times went to the mat here, ultimately claiming, you know, First Amendment right to the truth. And now they want the families to pay their legal bill. They started this fight, and now I'm just beside myself. But this is, I'm telling you, they're sociopathic, the LA Times. Absolutely sociopathic. I don't know how you could insist on having families pay the legal fees when they were just trying to protect the privacy rights of their dead family member. It's shocking. Well, Adam Housley is going to talk about it. Again, his niece was murdered at the Borderline. There's a lot of people who get snarky about the rich and think that they ought to be taxed out of existence. And one guy who gets a lot of grief for being successful is Jeff Bezos. And all these progressives think that, well, just one day we'll be in power in significant numbers and we'll be able to strip the wealth away from all the rich people. So in the state of Washington, they proposed a wealth tax. Now, mind you, this is not an income tax based on your paycheck. This is not a tax based on your stock gains. This is a tax based on your accumulated wealth. And they thought they were going to raise about $3.2 billion if this tax ever got implemented. It was a proposal. But in Washington state, they have a lot of proposals that have gone through along those lines. $3.2 billion. Shockingly, Jeff Bezos decided that he's going to preempt this tax, and he's going to move. He's moving to Miami, where they have no such tax. He would be on the hook for $1.4 billion a year. That would be 45% of the projected total in the state. So they came up with a tax where one guy would pay 45% of the total haul, Jeff Bezos. And he basically said, F you, I'm moving. And so he's moving. And he's also going to shield his heirs from Washington's highest in the nation estate tax. That's a top rate of 20%. I have never seen a case where one person moving would affect one-third of the revenue from a single tax. But this is why most progressives have their heads up their rear ends about this stuff. Rich people move, and they move their money. And you're not going to find them, and you're not going to find their money. And you don't get to tax them just because you're overcome with jealousy because your life is a failure and his wasn't. We come back, we'll have Adam Housley about the LA Times wanting Housley's family to pay the legal bills after a protracted fight that the Times started wanting to get the autopsy reports of one of Housley's family members who was killed in the borderline shoot-up 5 years ago. That's next. John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.